This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This major war development, two U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News that President Biden's given Ukraine the go-ahead to use long-range missiles against Russian and North Korean troops trying to recapture the Kursk region seized by Ukraine months ago. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
These missiles can be fired from deep within inside Ukraine. The long range will then strike inside of Kursk. So potentially it's not that they have to be right inside of Kursk or that they have to be right on the border. It affords a little more safety for the launchers. The
president-elect promising mass deportations. Michelle Wu, mayor of Boston, a sanctuary city, says the city will not cooperate with federal efforts that compromise public safety, like using calls to 911 to report people. Carrot recall. Federal health officials warning of an E. coli outbreak linked to organic carrots, infecting 39 people across 18 states. One person died, sold by Grimway Farms. This is ABC News. Picketing continues outside a Virgin Hotel casino near Las Vegas, and no talk scheduled. Union members demanding a new contract with pay raises, other benefits. Asking a big question, the biggest official in the Roman Catholic Church, says ABC's Brian Clark.
Pope Francis is calling for an investigation to determine whether Israel's military action in Gaza constitutes a genocide. He has previously called the actions immoral and disproportionate, but this new step comes in an excerpt published from a forthcoming book of interviews that's due out next year.
Reports on housing starts and existing home sales this week will be coming out. A group of 32 students from the U.S. has been selected to attend the University of Oxford, part of the prestigious Rhodes Scholar Program in the coming year, part of an international class representing more than 70 nations, say scholarship officials. Nearly 3,000 American students applied to the Rhodes Scholarship Program. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All right. It is Saturday night here in Madison in the state of Wisconsin. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Jimmy K.
Woo!
It's time for Mag Sync Radio.
It is time for Mag Sync Radio. Let's do this, guys.
Local music. All made right here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, Terry, last week I brought in some music, some stuff out of my closet from from the Mad City Music CD that was put out. John Mocknick recorded it. Sue Peterson, it was her show, WIBA, you might remember it.
Of course.
So I pulled in a couple of songs. I've been playing them. So we're going to start a double dip with one of those songs. It's called Shake. This is Fat Function. We're going to tell you about their show coming up real soon. It just was announced. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Get up and get your groove on. your head up in the air and say,
give me some home.
When the band gets cooking and things just start to roll, you got nothing to do but get up and give a shout. Bring your friends to the nightclub and on the dance floor, let the funk take you away to knock you out. So what you doing standing on the floor? You gotta get on up and try to give me some more. Throw your troubles and your worries out of sight. It's alright, cause there's a party tonight. Come on now, shake.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
my true friends came and rescued me. Well, it's a long road to be free. The devil's gone, now I see.
Runs Dry. That is Fat Function. And before that, Shake, that was from the Mad City Music CD that WIPA put out a while back. And they have just announced that they have a new show coming February 8th at the High Noon Saloon with Mark Croft Band.
Nice. That, put that on the calendar.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Fat Function coming in February. So plan on that. And we have a great show tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's talk about all the stuff coming. Just in a few minutes, we should have John Schneider. He's going to be in here. He's with Baghdad Scuba Review and a new project called Ellison Bay. We'll hear about that project honoring his niece Ellie and the Baghdad reunion show that's going to be happening soon. Stanley Kipper, New Primitives. They have music out. He's from Minneapolis. This guy is pretty legendary. He's even played with the Bee Gees.
Oh,
right.
Do we get to ask him about that?
Sure.
Oh,
why not?
I love it. Okay.
Queen of Dreams. Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here. They have a new album, Subnivian, and the show is at the Crucible coming up, a release show. We'll hear all about that. And live in the lair tonight, Bing Bong, playing
Yay!
Cuts from the new album, Hip Eponymous, plus some old throwbacks. We're going to talk to Pam and the gang, find out what's going on. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal and After Hours with Rob Roberts rounds out Max Inc. Radio for this week.
This is a stack show.
It's
going to be a great night. And thanks to everybody who is listening, wherever you may be listening. We're really happy about it.
So I had dinner at the new Mexican restaurant down here on State Street.
Oh, yeah,
the place where it was Nick's restaurant before.
Right.
I forget the name of it. I feel bad. But I had the chicken tortilla soup and margaritas.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
It was tasty.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of surprised. They had noodles in the chicken tortellini soup. But I worked around the noodles, you know, because of the egg deal. But
oh, that's right.
It was good. It was
okay.
A good soup.
Did they change the decor very much of the old Nick's? I used to love that place. Oh,
Nick,
my gosh.
Nick was great. And,
yeah.
You know, obviously they changed some stuff.
Okay.
It definitely, they put their own spin on a Mexican restaurant.
Got it.
Kind of has a diner feel almost.
But it still has the diner feel to it. Exactly. Good. And the you could feel Nick's was still there. You know, the classic bar, restaurant, you know.
Wow. I love it. He always brings us a good food update.
Yeah.
The margaritas are good. I had two margaritas. Woo! And they were delicious.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Saturday night, the Badgers are about to play. We're on the radio.
Got it. Yeah. It's all good, isn't it?
We ate there before King Crimson.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
it was pretty good.
All right. Now, Brian and I have to get there. Yep. Okay.
How
was
your birthday, dude? Happy 59 years.
Oh, boy. Jimmy blows it out right on the radio. It's pretty good, Jimmy. We had a great dinner, stayed home, and my kids got me an Apple Watch. So now I get to...
Yeah, he's showing it off now, too.
I get to check my heartbeat, like, all the time, uh-huh. right? You know,
yeah.
Any outlying, you know, things, I don't know. You know, yep. It's the new age.
Wow. Yeah.
So good for you,
now
though.
They can track me in the grocery store. And,
I was just going to ask, can I have your password so I can track where Rocker is?
Yeah. Right, you know? Yeah. You're in the candy aisle. Get us some now.
We could do like a science experiment, Terry, and track Rocker and his habits. And
Where is he going?
Well, I posted about his birthday yesterday. Did you see all the love he got
on the Maxi Radio?
My good. And of course, he goes, "Oh, I see the word got out." I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, you know, I check on Facebook. Like, do you want everybody to know your birthday? No.
Uh huh.
I'm a spiritual like that. You know.
Too bad.
So, did you do, you and Alice, you guys do anything special at all? Or?
Alice just made dinner.
Well, that's nice.
Fish tacos and mango salsa.
Guys, I'm hungry.
We went to Bloom Bakery for some pastries and, you know, just kind of hung out.
Right. Very nice.
You're just six years away from being able to draw on your Social Security and go on Medicare.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And go on Medicare.
Excellent, excellent. What else do I have to look forward to?
Life in general. We'll just keep it rolling.
Those things may not be around when you get there, but that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But we're unplugged from politics.
Yeah, I was going to say, good thing we're a music show. Oh, man. All right, Rocker, what else we got going on here? Your birthday, but that doesn't mean you're not working.
Well, that's true, and we'll have to... you know, there's a band. They're playing, actually, tonight. Line is playing with Gentle Brontosaurus. Mm. They're having their debut EP release of The Making Room at the Harmony Bar. They're acoustic sharing folk, pop, lyric-driven songs. It's vocalist Maddie Batsley, who we've had right here in the Lair, Jimmy, you may remember.
I do.
Over at University Avenue. And that has drummer Emily Mills from Little Red Wolf.
She's so fabulous.
Yeah, and some other great players. So there's a lot of good stuff. We have some brand new Line from their new album being released tonight. This is called No Clarity. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
This storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. There'll be no clarity, my love, until this scar's in the open. 10,000 miles, I bear. This now, bear this down. Stories in your head, but I much prefer distraction than to think this is the end. What is it supposed to look like? One of these days I'll take flight. I'm foot first, yeah, right past the other one tonight. Past the other. See you. faces look so different when you've seen it all from them. In the end, we are surrounded by the ones who came and went. Still never thought this day would come. I always imagined it wrong. Foot first, yeah. Right past the other one.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Take a bow, take one last look around. okay. Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades.
That is the mascot theory, fast car getaway. If you're listening to the words, Eric wrote that song during kind of a dip in what they were doing as a band. And that's really the whole idea behind the song. He was thinking, am I done on stage? Do I take my last bow and say, see ya, it's been great? Well, I'm so happy they have not. They have new music coming out again. And if you're wondering right now, if you're listening to me and you're thinking, man, I'd love to see the Mascot Theory live. Well, you can go right now to the Barrymore in Madison, where Flannel Fest starts. I think it's already underway. Beth Killey is the opening band, and then Mascot Theory is playing. So if you run on over to Barrymore, of course, we don't want to lose you as a listener right now.
Well,
but yeah.
But if you're buying a ticket to Flannel Fest,
yes,
you're also helping the Wisconsin keep
Wisconsin cool, warm fun. Yeah. And that is a statewide charity that they have been supporting with Flannel Fest for, I think this is the 11th year.
Yeah.
So it's great. And it's so fun to always see the photos. And when I've been part of Flannel Fest, it is flannel, as far as you can see. It is so great.
And they've raised $137,000, yeah. I think, I read, for the Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fun.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
musicians are always doing amazing things, doing really good things to help the communities.
I love the community help.
Yep.
When it revolves around music, it's pretty cool.
I agree.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at MoveToMadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to some rock and roll. This is Baghdad Scuba Review. Where are you? You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
With life. Do you feel alright?
heart. You may find that you're not living your life.
Scuba Review, and that song, Where Are You?
I'm right here.
I'm so glad you're right there. I'm Terry Barr, along with Jimmy, Kay, and Rocker. And Rocker, we also have someone else wonderful in the studio with us. Happens to know about the song we just played.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, John Schneider. John Schneider is the founder of longtime Madison Jammers Baghdad Scuba Review. Created in the mid-2000s, the band grew in popularity and performed for many years around the Midwest. Baghdad Scuba Review can be found performing reunion shows every now and then. And they had one that was going, but we're going to announce that, well, that show may not be happening. So we'll still
be
looking.
But they might have a different one.
They may have a different one.
And we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
But John is also an accomplished singer-songwriter on his own and recently released a new album under the name Ellison Bay. Here to give us the skinny on Baghdad Scuba Review and tell us the amazing story behind Ellison Bay is John Schneider. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
John, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great.
Now, John, you moved from California to Wisconsin. You know, some people might say you're crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you, was the best move back home. I mean, I'm from Green Bay originally, so
okay.
Left college and went and traveled out west and went to music school at Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, and nice. Had the privilege of really playing with some fantastic musicians out there and touring the country for a while, and eventually it was time to come home and settled here in Madison and absolutely love it here. And,
I'm from Green Bay too.
Oh, beautiful!
What part of LA were you living out there?
Well, I lived in Hollywood for a couple of years, across from La Brea, like right between La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure.
right in the middle of it all, right next to the Man's Chinese Theater. Then I bought a sailboat and I lived in Marina Del Rey on the boat.
Wow, on the boat?
Yeah.
Marina Del Rey is on my bucket list to go to. That and the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was much cheaper for me. Yeah, it was much cheaper for me to live on the boat when I was traveling with the band than to be paying rent. And it was quite an experience. And I wasn't much of a sailor, but I figured it out and loved doing it. And it was an experience I'd never want to.
I have dibs on your story. We're going to write your story together.
You know, you can get an Airbnb on a boat in Marina Del Rey for like $200 a night.
Yep, you
can. It's really good.
There you go.
Now, John, you know, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get into music? How did you start playing music? You know, did your parents have a role in that?
No, you know, I was always kind of a singer. I sang in choir as a kid and loved singing. I sang at church when I was a kid. My grandmother was a fantastic singer. She was singing opera. My mom was a piano player. You know, music was always a part of our family, but I'm kind of the only musician in my direct immediate family at the moment. But it's interesting. Now I've got a nephew here at UW-Madison who's just started playing the guitar, and he's a really talented musician. I have a feeling he'll be out in the scene here playing quite a bit in his college years. He's going to be he's a freshman now, so he's got some years to do
this. Send him on over for the show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because family and music are really kind of go hand in hand for me, and it's been quite a journey just teaching my family and my nephews and nieces and my kids and singing songs with them. And a lot of the music that's going to come out on this Ellison Bay project is going to be songs that I've written with my family and for my family over the years.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
You were on the air with us a couple of years ago and you had your son with us. Is he doing any type of music at all? Or
You know, he sings with me quite a bit. He hasn't picked up an instrument quite yet. Every now and then he plinkers on the guitar a little bit. He's got one sitting in his room. And I always say, if you want to learn an instrument, take the instrument, and guitar is a great one for this, and set it, you know, next to your bed and leave it out and play it 5 minutes a day for a year and you'll be able to play. And everybody's like, I just don't have the gift. And that's not the way it works, really.
Five minutes a day
for a year. And you know, you're not going to become.
I'm writing that down. I like it.
You're not going to be Jerry Garcia in 5 minutes a day, right?
Uh-huh.
But, ever. but you'll learn how to strum and you'll learn how to play and it won't be so mystical for you. And you'll actually realize that it is something that can be done. And I think that's a missed gift. Music is not really taught the way that reading and writing and arithmetic is.
Yeah.
And so people think it's this mystical thing, and it's just not. And it's such a it's something that you just need to be present for and take a little bit of time, and over time you're able to do it.
I love that.
But
that's
really
great
just
advice.
you kind of are able to make music to your abilities. So even a person that doesn't have a very ton of ability can still make music. You know, it's not exclusive to being a master of an instrument.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you just being able to strum by the side of a campfire and, you know, knowing three chords and most
and
of our music. Yeah,
three chords and the truth.
Right? Yeah, that's a good one. You know, it is just a matter of understanding a little bit of who you are and a little bit of rhythm and boom, music comes.
I want to ask you, because we just heard this terrific song from Baghdad Scuba Review that you said is something like 10 years old or something.
Yeah, it's probably older than that, yeah.
Tell us about the band, though. What is the backstory? How'd you get together? And I think you are a favorite, it seems.
Yeah, you know, we've been very lucky to be embraced by Madison. And for many years, we were able to do Summerfest. Rocker got us down there, years and years ago when I moved into Madison. And we played multiple years in a row down there. We played, Barrymore shows and Majestic shows and New Year's Eve shows, and really just had a fantastic time with this band. And I have so many great memories, and they're great friends. It's an amazing group of fantastic musicians who play multiple groups here still in Madison. And my career has kind of taken me a little bit further away from the music scene. I just don't get as much time doing it, but I still play, I play an awful lot, and I think about music a lot, and I write a lot. So it's still a huge part of my life and a big part of my family, and I still just it's the thing that keeps me going.
You know, Baghdad has been around Madison for a long time. you can almost say you guys are Madison legends in the Madison music scene. You know, you're out at the grocery store at Woodman's in the meat department. Somebody comes up and say, hey, it's John from Bagdad.
You know, I don't know how many times that's happened, but it's not that many.
Well, I want to turn this now to your new project, because there's a lot of heart behind this one, isn't it? Ellison Bay. And, yeah, wow. Tell us all about it. Door County, Ellison Bay is
yeah,
in Door
so,
County.
You know, it's yeah, I get a little emotional talking about it, but my niece Ellie passed away in September of cancer. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you that I have one of the most beautiful families you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And we were so strong together as a family during this. And it was Ellie's strength that actually brought this music forward. And she and I would sing all the time together. She had just an angel's voice. And so she had, you know, just said, hey, Uncle Jay, you gotta get some of your music out there. And
good.
So I had the privilege of having that inspiration. And out of that, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about what I'm going to call this project. And John Schneider's a pretty common name, right? I didn't necessarily think I wanted that one out on Spotify. I don't know if people are going to really recognize what that is. You search that and there's going to be thousands of us. So I was thinking, what can I do? I want to pay homage and a nod to my beautiful Ellie and to my family. We're from Green Bay. And I just started thinking about it. And Ellison Bay is obviously a bay in Door County. My family has places up in Door County, so we spend a lot of time up there.
Best sunsets.
Yeah, oh, right. It's just amazing up there. Yeah. So, you know, it just struck me. And I was just like, you know, this would be a great way to just, you know, pay tribute to her memory. And she really was one of the most incredible souls. She burned so bright that at 22 years of age, she was gone. But she was just an incredible person. And so we all miss her very much.
I can't wait to hear this music. Wow.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And it has to be therapeutic to be able to make music about a loved one like that, you know? And you have this CD release show coming up. That's going to be a really emotional night for you.
Yeah, well, we're in the process of putting this album together over the next 8 weeks or so. I should have all of the tracks out there. And I actually, she inspired me to write a song that came out, and I was able to sing at her celebration of life. That will be on the album. Mm. I'm hoping to have that one finished by Christmas, but it's been a little bit of a challenge even to put it down because it is so emotional. But, you know, it's just a privilege to have, you know, as painful as these types of situations are, to experience the loss is to know you have truly loved. And this has been as hard as it is. I'm so blessed to have the family to have been with, to go through it with, and to have known her for those 22 years, and now in spirit to know her now.
You know, and it's so interesting when other people will hear this music, you know, they'll know your story, but who knows how it will impact their listening to this music,
right?
What it will mean to them. And that's, I think, the magic and the power of a good song. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. It's very cool.
Are you recording these in a studio? Are you doing it kind of on your own? How are you recording these songs?
So I'm recording here in a studio downtown, just getting the raw tracks down. I'm actually, a friend of mine is a producer out in Los Angeles, and I was able to work with him directly on the tracks, and he's the one who put together this first song, and it likely will be every track here on forward. We really liked how this one turned out, so we're collaborating on the next sets, and we're just kind of taking it from there. I'm just really excited to see where it goes. To be honest, I haven't done a solo project ever, and it's always been something that I wanted to do. So this first song was... I truly like, this is the first song that I ever really tied myself to and said, man, I really enjoy this track. And I feel very proud to have been able to put it together. And this track I wrote right after the January 6th debacle with Trump and the election and all that. And it was, you know, we all have differences, which is the name of the track. And I think it's more important now than ever that we set aside those differences, that we find the commonalities, because I think that the media and the system in general tends to drive wedges between us. And it's important that we remove those wedges and find the common pieces of what it is that we agree on and how we can come together with love and joy and happiness and see how we can bring that all together.
It's united we stand, divided we fall, right?
That's right.
Doesn't get any more simple than that. There it is.
There it is. Mm-hmm. John Schneider, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How do we keep up with you online and find your music online?
Well, the only place that I have, well, I have it all on the major, you know, online services, iTunes and Spotify. But Spotify is the best one, actually, really, to go on there under Ellison Bay. And if you ask, you know, Ellison Bay featuring John Schneider, Differences, that's the only track I have up right okay. now. But I believe I'll be releasing one. There looks like there will be one more ready in about a week. And I'm just going to keep loading them up one at a time and sending them over and hopefully getting more and more traction with the tunes.
That's excellent. Good luck with this.
Thank you guys so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is brand new Ellison Bay Difference. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turn on the telly or read a magazine. We're just waiting for an instance for them to come clean. See the parade roll with pictures of a wave and king. What we're taking in isn't always as it seems. See our view is shaped by the choices that we make. Or is it the news that's fake? They got it spinning all day long. What the hell is going wrong? Can't you see what's going on? The truth is this or that, and I just can't find the time. Or to understand it all, or analyze every line. They keep saying that we have differences. Take our thoughts and stream them out, around and bend them. They keep saying that we have differences. Lying us open, filling us up, shutting us down. They got us down another rabbit hole, foraging for more than what is real. Oh, maybe it's some big steal or another lock. Once we take a side, true can hide. Prying us open, filling us up, shutting us down, creating our divide. They keep saying that we have differences, taking our thoughts and streaming them out, around and bending them. They keep saying that we have differences. Is this just a necessary means to our ending? Oh, they're saying that we have differences. I say the time has come again and feel some joy and love in our lives, my friend. Just because we have differences, oh, it doesn't. Together in love.
together.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Right, that is Work. They are playing at the Holidays Work Party at the Burr Oak. That is December 27th. We'd like to thank John Schneider from Ellison Bay for coming down and talking with us. And right now, let's listen to a little 88 Dynamite. This is a throwback. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When I first met you, you were hiding underneath my bed. Although you took to mention no, it doesn't matter. I can't get you out of my head. You post for the Sears catalog, but I think that you post for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true. My girl will fill the leaves for the dream. The way that you looked at me made me want to buy those clothes. Cheat on me. Like you do to you, at least 42, my girl fell in.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.